6 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Almost jumped into the noon hour. Right, getting ahead of myself today here. It is Tuesday, September 20th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you in the Power Hour. So glad you could join us. And, of course, you know, we are still sending our prayer requests. Kudos out to all of you that prayed for Richard yesterday. Richard G., he's got an intestinal infection. And hopefully, Richard, you're following through with my rev, but it's up to you. We're still praying for you. The Power Mall's got 10% off four different things. And apparently now there's a fifth thing I'm seeing on my show notes here. Another $10 off your order if you use the code FREE10 at checkout. One use per customer. And that code expires at the end of the month. Dropship products excluded. You can use it by phone. All you got to do is Power Hour J picks up, or Power Mall J. She got so many titles around here. I'm telling you what, she is like a go-to and just handles everything. She's wonderful. Give the code to Jay when you place an order. Just say free 10. Okay. Take 10 bucks off your order. In addition to the 10% off, I'm going to tell you about the detox clay powder. Buy any clay product, including Perry A's book. Get a free Tranquil with your order. And of course, 10% off Oxygen America products, North American Urban Spice products, and Strauss Naturals. Of course, at the bottom of this hour, Wayne Elliott from Strauss will be joining. Top of next hour, the infamous Lex Green, talking about his new article, The Laws of Nature and the Nature and of Nature's God. So it's going to be interesting. Lex, as you know, is one of those deep, dark secrets and not the voice of Mr. Ed. That's a deep, dark CBS secret. Wilbur. Yeah. All right. So we have an affiliate program as well. For those of you who don't know, let's say you got a website, right? You want to make some money. All you got to do is put the Power Mall affiliate program banner on your website or giving your dedicated affiliate link to friends and family to go shop. And then they, you know, Power Mall does all the work. They provide you with all the links. You can track the sales you generate and originate. You can create your account and move forward with it and get 10% reward just by having our banner on your website. You nonprofit radio stations out there can do the same thing, too. Great way to make an extra 10% and help boost your much-needed donation revenue. That's what it's all about. I mean, we do all the work. You get the donation. Got it? It's great for nonprofit charities. Think about that. What a wonderful way to generate revenue if you have a nonprofit organization out there. You can email us at support@thepowermall.com for more info about signing up, or you can sign up on the link we send you with our email blast. And you see, Mike Lindell at the Power Hour, we've teamed up. He sees the value of our show, has teamed up with us at mypillow.com/power hour, and you use the code Power Hour at checkout to get a discount. And you, if you don't want to talk to, you know, or sit there and yell at your computer because something isn't working right, and you want to talk to a human being, there is a toll free number, 800-596-9135. That's 800-596-9135. Hi, boy, get me started on those phone numbers, and I just want to, but wait, there's more. You don't get to trade that deal for what's behind door number three. But you can sign up for our newsletter and follow us on social media for all the Power Hour updates, news, and more. We are on Facebook, at least for the time being, Power Hour Nation, same with Twitter. We have a newsletter. If you have not subscribed to it, you need to. Because, I mean, sometimes I don't get to cover all of the material that we go dig up for you to analyze, read, and ruminate on. The Power Mall also is on Facebook at The Power Mall, at Power Hour, and at Power Hour Host on TrueSocial.com. You can sign up there. especially if you're a Trump supporter. And of course, if you want a shout out by becoming a Power Hour team member, you can make a one-time donation by buying us a coffee when it pops up. Everything that we do is, Power Mall sales helps to keep us going. You can call Jay at the Power Mall to make a donation or click the Support Us tab on thepowerhour.com, and everything you need to know is there. If you have friends who want to listen to the Power Hour by phone because they don't have internet, that number to call is 518-737-0180. And of course, we have a PDF that we are going to be posting. And I thought, I did some research this morning because I'm like, okay, what's good to plant in the fall? And I found a companion planting guide. It's only 7 pages long. It's in a PDF. Asparagus, beans, beets, broccoli, cabbage, carrots, cauliflower, celery, corn, cucumber, garlic, leeks, lettuce, onion, peppers, peas, potato, radish, squashes, sweet potatoes, tomatoes, depending on where you are and what zone you're in. But it's from the Homestead Garden, and it's a PDF, and you can download the PDF. We're going to post it on thepowerhour.com for you. And if you don't see it right away, just keep checking back because we'll put it up there. And it's a companion planting guide for stuff that you could put in the ground now. So there you have, along with our forum, more ideas to get your garden started. We have a forum by going to thepowerhour.com, click on menu, click on community, and click on forum. And there you will find a whole bunch of links to posts about gardening tips and tricks. You can post photos of your garden, make it work, ask other members questions. Heck, if you're a pro, you might get asked questions yourself. But see, we're all about solutions here. It's one of the reasons why we have Wayne Elliott, Lex Green on the show today. In world news, United Nations 2.0 is a whole of world technocracy. If these people had their way after 2030, you wouldn't have any freedom at all. Let's put it that way, in a nutshell. There's an article on there I'm not going to get into because obviously it's huge. They're talking about implementing digital technology. And, I do want to reach out to my son's significant other who lost a loved one. We think he took the jab. He was 35 years old and in good health. They found him slumped over out in the pasture in his ATV. Dead. Heart attack. We think he had the jab. Folks, they're dropping dead. I'm telling you, I'm not lying to you. And given the fact that you got a massive heart attack going down here and that people are dying of this stuff, you got to tell your friends, look, it may not happen now, but you just never know. Also in world news, because of the way that Scarecrow, Dunderhead Biden has been acting, the new Prime Minister of UK, Liz Truss, says there's rocky relations between the US and the UK, and there's very little doubt in her mind that there's going to be any kind of a post-Brexit trade deal with the US anytime soon. Just so you know. They thought we'd be able to get together with them, but apparently when you got boneheads working in the Biden administration, this is what you get. And there is a earthquake. Don't know if you knew this or not. Taiwan, even though they've got a lot of threats from China, they just now had a 6.8 magnitude minimum earthquake just hit on Sunday. And hundreds are stranded in collapsed buildings. Don't have a death toll yet. Sherry in Kansas, how are you?
Hi, I'm fine, and I hope you are too. You know, Taiwan had that earthquake, and then the west coast of Mexico, didn't they just have a really big earthquake of over 7, like 7.6 or something?
I think so.
Yeah, I haven't looked in the almanac, but according to the almanac...
Should we start singing It's the End of the World as We Know It?
Well, there's a certain guy that John Moore has on that was saying, several weeks ago or something about, you know, something around. And then, you know, this rumor about something happened on the 24th or 25th, you know. And but now, according to the almanac, 2.5 days either side of the full moon is when there's more earthquakes. And then also, when the moon, I believe it's when the moon rides high in your hemisphere, around that time, there's, in, I think, a couple days on either side. I haven't looked at my almanac to see if that's, but, you know, it's...
Didn't we just have a full moon, Sherry?
No, the full moon was back on...
Maybe it was the 10th, the 9th or the 10th.
I think so, yeah, because we're getting pretty close to the new moon now.
Yep.
But I don't think you mentioned turnips. And turnips is actually...
Yeah, that's a good one.
Is that on the list?
Well, let me check real quick, because I've got the PDF sitting in front of me, and I'll just roll right through it. If it isn't, I'll tell you what, that'd be one of the first things I'd put in the ground, because I love turnip. I like actually taking the turnip and, no, it's not, but that's a good thing. Turnips actually are very good like mashed potatoes, and I put a lot of butter in them.
That's what I was going to say.
I'm a butter hog, Sherry.
You know, but...
I love buttered turnips, man. I just love them.
I made some turnip... sauerkraut, only I used turnips in it.
Interesting.
And, but
now what about a stew? Do you ever use turnips in stew? I love turnips in stew.
No, I've never tried that. I never really tried to grow turnips until lately, but, you know, turnips actually grow better in the fall because, when you grow them in the spring, you have to pull them before the weather starts getting hot. But they they will withstand some, you know, some cooler weather. So.
Yeah, well, I'm about ready to go start stocking out my first one of my first of six raised planter beds, and I'm going to start that project this toward the end of the week here, and fill that up with soil and. Put a little bit of my compost in there and mix it around. The rabbits will help me out for sure. And then go ahead and start putting some seed in.
Now, something I just planted was the turnips and arugula because I really like arugula. And it's in the mustard family. But see, our first frost date averages up here October 25th. But a lot of times it doesn't come till... sometime in November, but I've had that arugula with, you know, sometimes I'd protect it, but clear up into December, it will withstand some cold, and, you know, I really like it. Some people think it's too strong, but I really like it, and it's really easy to save the seed on that, too, so.
Good deal.
So, there's something else. Do you guys even get a frost where you live down there?
We get something probably late December, early January, if we're lucky. Sometimes not.
Yeah, that's the problem, is when you live in a climate like that. You know, one thing about the frost, and the longer it stays cold, you tend to have fewer bugs.
True.
And when you live in a warm climate like that. So, okay, that's all I had. Dave, thanks. Bye.
Sounds good, Sherry. Thanks. Dave in New York, how are you, sir? What's going on?
Hey, pretty good. I didn't watch much of the Druid ceremonies yesterday, but somebody that did happen, to catch it, said that King Charlie there was putting a note in the casket with his mother, and a spider walked across her or something like that. And I'm thinking, wow. I mean, God does have a sense of humor. That. In some other countries.
Here I thought you were going to comment about Sleepy Joe's motorcade, with their carbon footprint all over Britain.
What did he do?
They made him sit in the back. We just found out. They made him go to the back of the motorcade because he was 5 minutes late. They said, be there at 9:50 or 9:55, and he showed up at 10:05, and they go, back of the bus, back of the line.
Yeah, I can't remember what I'm just going to say something, like a guess, but he had to sit next to, the King of Switzerland or something like that in the back of the back row. But they probably had him there because, he was riding around for quite a while, and his diaper probably had to be changed so they could scoot him in and out of there without being noticed too much. But some country wants, back when the sun never set on a British Empire, they'd go out for the God Save the Queen, and not this particular queen, but they'd steal all the goods, the gold, the silver, and the jewels. And one of the countries wants there's a big emerald or something on her crown, and they want it back. This is interesting, Yeah. It's like, just to expose them though for what they truly are, and it's nothing to be, hey, she had her day, and now with spiders showing up in her coffin, it's probably lead lined because she probably thinks God's not going to be able to see her hiding in there behind all that lead. And that thing weighed 600 pounds or something like that because all the lead in there.
Yeah, they were saying somewhere up to 700 pounds. And now I'm getting corrected here that they made Biden sit in the back of the cathedral for being late.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
It's still the back of the bus theory. You know what I mean? I mean, you show up late and you show up like that. I mean, they've told you. Here's the protocol. You get on the bus, you leave your vehicles at home, you travel in here, and you respect our protocol, and Biden is pretty much telling him where to go piss off. So, when you get to that point and you think you're all that plus a bag of chips, this is how you get treated.
Here in New York State, I know it sounds like a joke, but with the Governor Hochul there, who is going to send a whole bunch of money down to Puerto Rico now, like we have extra money here to be given away, but it's
God.
Part of the great giveaway program.
Of course.
They're not going to hold their Civil War reenactments in because of the black powder and the muskets, and that it's not written in the law that under the new laws here that you could be arrested for having a musket. And I told my wife, I said, yeah. I said, when people are really going to get pissed off? I said, when they outlaw sticks and stones, man, that's going to get everybody up the wall, And it's what it's coming down to.
Well, yeah, pretty much. I mean, there's some really stupid, antiquated laws that are still on the books from the 1800s. So what can I say?
And now we've got Andrew Cuomo, his little brother, Chris, there. Yeah, on October 3rd, he's going to be coming out on that Newsy or News Nation or one of those programs, and he's going to be different. He's going to, really tell the truth. And I'm thinking, you just admitted that you weren't telling the truth before. Remember when Fredo threatened that guy, it was a big scandal because I can't remember where they were, but the guy walked in and said something snotty to Chris Cuomo, and the guy, Cuomo threatened to throw him off a freaking balcony or something, And then you have this Dan Abrams, and I'm going to be straight up. Well, he's on News Nation. I'm not going to be political. Every word that comes out of his mouth, he's so far left that if they went any further, he'd be on the right.
Hey, whatever goes around comes around full circle, right?
Okay, well, thank you, Dave.
You bet. Appreciate it, Dave in New York. Have yourself a wonderful day. And got some more headlines, of course, and little time to cover, but here's some significant stuff. I mean, you'll see the stories if you get the email blast. You can't read them if you don't. So you're going to have to get the email blast. 1 in 5 Californians, according to a university study, have been sexually or physically assaulted in the past year. That's pretty scary stuff. So no wonder everybody's moving out of there. Trump, of course, now after returning to Mar-a-Lago, says the place is never going to be the same after the raid. A key Steele dossier source confirms Igor Danchenko that he was paid by the FBI for years to supply him with this information. Well, we kind of all knew that, didn't we? A Texas high school teacher has been fired in El Paso. Happened there. For telling high school students not to judge pedophiles for wanting to have sex with kindergarten-age kids. Yeah, when you got teachers telling kids that, I think it is time to show them the door. There's a new study out, too, that says Americans now own more than 415 million firearms. I think the number is bigger than that. That's a Georgetown professor, William English. Bill, you don't get out much, do you? Female smugglers, you know, are set free as border town lacks jail space for women. Wow. Kinney County, Texas, Sheriff Brad Coe. He can't hold them all. Many of those caught smuggling know that. And so they're just basically the female drivers. When the sheriff's deputies catch them, you can't arrest me. You don't have space for females. So, you know, now they're transporting them to Kerr County. Wow, that's getting closer to home here. Wow. Takes deputies 2 hours to drive one way to Kerrville. Crazy. Whistleblower is alleging FBI scheme to distort January 6 cases into a nationwide domestic violent extremism epidemic. Why am I not surprised about that? The Federal Trade Commission is warning of sophisticated dark patterns used to trick consumers in advertising. You can read about that story as well. We have a ton of stuff under the health category. We'll try to cover some of that when we talk to our good buddy Wayne Elliott at Strauss Naturals. We always seem to find some stuff in health area to talk about. Wayne will be joining some educational tips and conversation after this short break. Dave Krieger within the Power Hour. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Urban Spice. We carry the Rest Vital Calf, Sinew Orega, Oreganol Juice, Pure Lisi, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Oregares, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, Tuesday, September 20th, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Thanks so much for joining us for this segment. We have been covering a multitude of news stories, as a matter of fact. And there's a number of things in the health section of things, which we want you to check out as well. And we're talking about coffee consumption. Believe it or not, a preliminary study finds coffee consumption boosts survival in men with prostate cancer. Now, there's something. How does that relate to what we're going to be talking about now? Well, we've got Wayne Elliott from Strauss Natural Products. You know, it's amazing. I've been taking my formulas. No problemo. I'm loving it. Wayne Elliott, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Dave. It's always great to be with you. Some of my best friends are at the Power Hour over the years, that's for sure.
I know, for sure. Well, I tell you what, the heart drops are working well. I'm almost empty, as a matter of fact, on both of these things, but I've been taking the prostate formula as well, because when you get up to be our age, our listening age, then, you know, that's a good thing. But I just how do they know I drank that much coffee?
Yeah.
You know, but that's the thing. I always knew there was some benefit to it. I don't know what it is about it, but, I mean, it is consuming water because the coffee is in water. And so we use distilled water.
That's right. Well, not only that, but, hey, coffee is natural, so I didn't know that, Dave. You know, there's been conflicting reports over the years, and I've always drank it. I like coffee. But it is natural, so I suppose it could only be so bad for you. You know what I'm saying? It's not a man-made chemical or anything like that. That's what I love about the natural stuff. And you know what's interesting, Dave? The Power Mall's handled all the great products for all the years I've known them, which must be more than 20 now or thereabouts. And these businesses, you know, we don't, apart from a few exceptions, vitamin C, some of the vitamins and minerals that people take daily, many of these products are cleanses and do their job so well. I just started myself day two, Dave, on a round of prostate formula. It's been a while again. And I plan to keep a healthy prostate, and that's why I do it. But isn't it interesting how with most of the pills, you're just on them? There's no finish date. There's no course completion usually. You're on them to try and control something. I love that about the natural stuff, but for businesses like the Power Mall and Strauss and all the fine natural product producers, they need new customers all the time. People take it, get the results, and maybe take it again in a year or two to do a cleanse or just a smart thing to do to mitigate worse problems. But, I just love it. So I'm not surprised about the coffee, Dave. Are you?
No, not at all. In fact, I'm glad I'm reading stories like that because it just reinforces my belief system, and I guess that's part of what it's all about. The thing is about Strauss heart drops, though. Take those every day, and I keep them right by my desk, as a matter of fact, by the console here, so that, you know, I see them and, you know, not out of sight, out of mind. You know, you're taking them all the time. So anyway, you before we came on, you were sharing a new testimonial that you have for somebody that was taking them.
Well, I had the busiest week touring the shipyards in British Columbia and driving and flying and so forth, and lots of meetings and day on the job on one large shipwreck removal job. But I planned it out so that I had a half a day, an afternoon and supper with the man who told me about Strauss heart drops, whatever it was, 26-27 years ago. His name's Ted. He lives in Surrey, B.C., and he hadn't been doing well. He's 80 years old. The heart drops kept his heart in good shape after a heart attack and all. The heart wasn't his problem, but he was holding water, I guess, Dave, and his legs and feet got to a point where finally he could not walk or drive his truck around, and he bought a pair of shoes four sizes bigger than his size so he could have something on his feet when he tried to go out, and was having an awful time. The walker was no good. Well, he went on the kidney blood pressure religiously about a month ago, and several days ago, or a couple of days ago, I walked with him. We went out for supper. He didn't have a walker. He didn't have a cane. His feet and legs were normal size, and it just warms my heart. The guy who told me about heart drops, you know, just got his health vastly improved with the kidney blood pressure formula, and it's usually your heart or your kidneys if the water's not being taken off your blood, Dave. And in his case, it wasn't his heart. It was certainly his kidneys, because in something less than 4 weeks, he's back to normal size, no puffy feet. He had huge feet, he said, like balloons, and walking again, which is, you know, he's got a life again.
Well, so this is the kidney support that he was taking, the 7.6 fluid ounce size.
That's right. That's right, the kidney support. And we found that. That's what helped me years ago when I had high blood pressure many, many years ago, over 25 years ago. And the only thing I did that the doctor told me really was to cut back on table salt. So I cut it out then, the iodized salt. But that didn't really have much of an effect because I still ate like I was going to the electric chair back then, and cheeseburgers and you name it. But what did do it for me when I learned from Jim Strauss he had a kidney formula, and told me that I'm already taking the heart drops, so my heart shouldn't be any cause of my high blood pressure, but is likely the kidneys. Then there's only the two sources really. I took that kidney. And Dave, 5 years, my blood pressure is 120 over 70. Mine went to that before they said that was preferable over 140 over 80, which they said for years was the preferred blood pressure.
So yeah, they keep changing their mind about
the kidney. It's just
for sure.
A great product. And I was just so thrilled to see my old friend Ted well again, you know, and getting around.
Out of curiosity, Wayne, was he eating a lot of fried foods?
You know, I don't know. His wife was a good cook. She passed away in the last year, and that sure has hit him hard.
Oh, no doubt. Well, see,
yeah,
comfort
they were
food,
just
a lot
together
of it is
all
fried.
The time. Even in his business, she rode in the pickup truck with him, and so he's sad and he's grieving. But his health just, you know, this business is swelling up. So he's probably eating more takeout food now. He says the neighborhood ladies, all his neighbors are going to make him fat because they're bringing him muffins and cookies and all that stuff. But so he's probably not eating great, Dave, to answer your question.
Wow. So were you in mourning over the Queen's passing? Now you did see the procession, and they had the parade, and the RCMP was right out in front.
I was kind of proud of that. Our Royal Canadian Mounted Police out in front. As you know, the Queen has been our Queen as well. Back in 1967, we became independent of the British Commonwealth, Canada did. But, you know, to most Canadians, of course, and, you know, the Queen has been the royal head of things. And what
well,
a long
you,
reign
it,
she
it
had,
is.
Dave. Holy
I
mackerel.
Know it. I know it. 70 years in the chair. We had an anecdotal item came across my desk, a funny and true story about the Queen, believe it or not. Around 2005, the Queen and her personal protection officer, Dick Griffin, were walking alone one afternoon in the hills near the Scottish Royal Castle, which they referred to in the news yesterday.
That's
as
right.
Balmoral. You know about that?
Yep.
Two tourists approached him and engaged in conversation, and Griffin recalls there were two hikers coming towards us, and the Queen would always stop and say hello. They were two Americans on a walking holiday. It was clear from the moment we stopped they hadn't recognized the Queen, which was fine. The American gentleman was telling the Queen where they came from, where they were going next, and where they'd been in Britain. I could see it coming, and sure enough, he said to her, Majesty, and where do you live? She replied, well, I live in London, but I've got a holiday home just the other side of the hills. He said, well, how long have you been coming up here? She replied, I've been coming up here ever since I was a little girl, so over 80 years. You could see the cogs whirring, so you said, well, if you've been coming up here over 80 years, you must have met the Queen. Quick as a flash, she said, I haven't, but Dick here meets her regularly. The hiker then asked Griffin, what the monarch was like in person, because I was with her a long time and I knew I could pull her leg. I said, oh, she could be very cantankerous at times, but she's got a lovely sense of humor. The next thing I knew, this guy comes around, puts his arm around my shoulder, and before I could see what was happening, he gets his camera, gives it to the queen, and says, can you take a picture of the two of us? Then we swapped places, and I took a picture of them with the queen, and we never let on, and we waved goodbye. Afterwards, Her Majesty said to me, I'd love to be a fly on the wall when he shows those photographs to his friends in America, and hopefully someone tells him who I am. Rest in peace, Your Majesty.
What a great story.
Well, since you're familiar with the queen, I thought that might be anecdotal as far as our conversation this morning.
Absolutely. She was a pretty good queen, I think, and she was loved by many, and nobody's really sure of what the job entails these days, but I guess we're going to see with the new King Charles what he does. And but anyway, yeah, thanks for mentioning that. God bless her. You know, rest in peace.
Yep, for sure. Well, and, you know, that was provided by my lovely wife, who, of course, her mother is or was from Britain. And so, you know, they had a lot of Brit heritage in their family. And, of course, the father was from Ireland. So you can imagine how that worked out. St. Patrick's Day. You're wearing orange, too. You're not just wearing green. So anyway.
I got English, Scottish, and Irish in my family. So
well, you got some longevity out there, I think.
We just fight is what we do.
Yeah, I get that. All right. So as far as the heart drops, you know, you've been on those things forever and a day. And as a maintenance item, I've actually, the ones that I'm using right now are the cinnamon ones. I really like them.
Me too. I switched to them after talking to Pete Strauss a few years ago about it and making sure there was no difference in the efficiency, the efficacy. And I've been taking them ever since myself. They're quite popular. The original formula, I believe, still outsells the cinnamon formula, but it's nice for people who like it better. And, you know, I just can't say enough about that formula, Dave, because whatever you're doing works better when you take Strauss Heart Drops, because circulation, blood flow, is the most important body function. It carries everything. So if we have restrictions, which many of us do, of course, if we have blockages, well, the things it's supposed to carry to and fro, it's not carrying anymore. And apart from the main trouble being heart attack and stroke when we have restricted blood flow because not enough oxygen gets to our brain or our heart, that's the leading cause of death. But there's all the other problems, Dave. How about your bowels and your bladder and your kidneys and your liver and all the other 50,000 kilometers of blood vessels that are there inside us because every single cell needs blood. Our toenails, our head hair, and every single cell in between needs blood. So there's no doubt, hands down, it's the most important body function. And it's all the other things that that happens with our blood flow that makes it so important. So, you know, I urge everyone to try them. And, of course, if you have an issue, angina or diabetes or you've had any heart or open heart surgery, you know, they can't replace all your hoses and they can't bypass all the veins and vessels. So what I've found is this stuff with me, it safely dissolved over a period of time, all the plaque and cholesterol. And now when my blood tests, which I get every few years, shows low cholesterol, which you'd want, this time it means it because it's out of me. Before, when I had good cholesterol, they never suggested a drug to me all the while I had clogged arteries because the cholesterol wasn't floating in my blood to be tested. It was stuck. Arteries, veins, I couldn't hear in my left ear for a few years. I could hear noises but never make anything out. And 2 weeks on Strauss Heart Drops, I could hear. Those tiny vessels into my ear must have had issues. And that was the first thing I noticed, Dave, is my left ear. I was thrilled with that. Never dreamed it could be cholesterol or plaque issues. Never dreamed it could be. I thought it was from running cranes and playing music and football and whatever. No, it wasn't. And then the next thing happened for me after about, I think, 5 weeks having been on the Strauss Heart Drops, my bronchial, which had been quite congested and wheezing and so forth, it began to clear, and I got rid of a lot of stuff over the course of a week or two. Just a lot of stuff came out. It was great. I could breathe clearly again. I didn't wheeze. I slept better at night because I could breathe properly. And it was at that same point, Dave, that the energy truly became to increase and ramp up for me to, I would say, to a dangerous level in terms of, you know, I thought I was Superman in 3 months. I thought I could get away with sleeping now and then, here and there, not getting any regular sleep. And Jim Strauss lived with me for a month at a time, twice a year, after thereafter. From that point on, when I met him, being on the Heart Drops 5 months, and I thought I was a He-Man. And we started to say to people, for those first few months you're on Strauss Heart Drops, don't do anything more strenuous than you would have before you started taking them. We don't need to think we're Superman when we're not yet, Dave. It's very invigorating, believe me. If you had a 50% restriction, 50% blockage, and you go down to 40%, that's major additional blood flow, and you will know it, and you'll know it by energy, by the energy that you have. And that's what happened to me. So, you know, for the first 4 or 5 months, just take them, enjoy yourself, enjoy feeling better. And then Jim would say, after that, you can go and chase rabbits again.
Well, speaking of chasing rabbits, here's the thing that frustrates a lot of people. Our guy in the White House says the pandemic's over. He just got on TV with Scott Pelley from 60 Minutes and said, yeah, the pandemic's over. But yet members of the Air Force have been grounded for refusing to take the COVID jab. And this is where I'm going, because we have three stories on here. The last being fibrous clots, foreign matter in the blood. After COVID jabs, is there a way to detox? And we've had now Korean Veritas doctors that have found certain foreign materials, moving parasite-like entities in Pfizer and Moderna COVID vaccines. And this is in addition to the one the doctors in Germany and Italy that have found them there. And so I'm just wondering, Strauss Heart Drops and how they fit in with this scheme of things. If you knew somebody got the jab and you wanted to make sure, we call them the clot shot for a reason, and they have pictures in this particular news article of all those blood clots they've been digging out of people after they died. The embalmers have been just stymied over all of the clots. They're the length of their leg. And it's like, well, you know, no wonder they had a heart attack or a stroke. There's no blood flow. And I'm just wondering, the maintenance of Strauss Heart Drops, what are we thinking here?
Well, you know, I don't know about all that, Dave, because chemicals, our companies handle a lot of waste chemicals off the old ships, right, from asbestos to PCBs and everything in between, or lots of it, paints, thinners, and we know how to deal with hazardous waste chemicals. I don't know how our body can deal with them. We don't have the equipment for them, and hence, oftentimes, our liver and kidney take the heck from chemicals that we can get from so many sources, including pharmaceuticals and the chlorine in our water. Most of us have chlorine in the city water. I don't. I have a well. But, you know, these kinds of things where our vegetables are sprayed with them, with many different sprays and chemical fertilizers. So I guess I'm just anti-chemicals myself, Dave, because Strauss taught me that, and we don't have the equipment for it. So I know some sad stories myself. I'm helping two boys, one 17, just a heck of a hockey player here in Canada, another young lad, 20, who had serious side effects from getting their vaccination. And the one lad, for six months, could not get through a hockey practice, the 17-year-old. He didn't have the energy to get through a practice. And then, darn it, didn't he get COVID at Christmas time? He got COVID. And back in ICU, myocarditis again. So, you know, there definitely seems to be some negative links here. And I'm so weary and leery of chemical drugs. I haven't had one now in, it's 27 years or so, Dave. And I was never fond of them before that. But I did take antibiotics a few times in my life before. Strauss is coming out with an old product, but they're bringing it back out, called Immune Plus, Dave. And this is a powerful formula with antibiotic herbs, and it's powerful enough that you really only need to take it for up to 2 weeks. If you fall ill with something, you get a bad cold, or you got the flu, or you pick something up, this is a very powerful 100% natural formula called Immune Plus. So that'll be available to folks in a month or so. But otherwise, all I know about the Heart Drops, and can tell you, Dave, I've had a stressful life in multiple businesses. I was a football player, so it was hard on my body. Altogether, if you count the same ones twice, I broke 40 bones. Never had a surgery for those, thank goodness, but lots of casts and so forth. And never slept enough. Always ate too much until these last few years. I'm 68 now, so my appetite backed off at about 64. But always too much sweets. I mean, sugar is terrible for us. Refined sugar of all forms, baked goods, sugar, and I love most of it. And to this day, I eat too much. That's the straight truth. But my blood sugar level stays good. I think my blood stays clean. I attend some natural therapists, like iridologists, he commented years and years ago that he hadn't seen such clean tissues on a human. Now, I'd worked my way by that point, Dave, through all the Strauss formulas and cleansed everything and stayed on the heart drops. And, I feel great. I don't think I feel like I'm supposed to at 68 or like most people do. I'm still very busy, and I just can't sing their praises enough. And I like, Dave, that they're safe. There's not been a complaint of serious side effect or damage, harm to anyone in 43 years of commercial business. And the Strauss family insists on that satisfaction guarantee. They will not have a dissatisfied customer that has spent their money. So if you're not satisfied, you just get 100% of your money back without question, and that's the way it'll always be with them. So a person has nothing to lose, Dave, and in my opinion, just tons to gain. And then every one of the formulas, the heart drops being the flagship for blood flow, the prostate for men, incredible formula, just incredible. I started it again because I need it. My stream, my urine stream is two streams. I don't want to talk about nasty stuff on the radio, but it's not one stream. So as soon as I got home from this trip, I started on the prostate. It's unbelievable, really. Two doses, Dave, and I have one stream again taking this prostate. But I am going to take the full bottle. I might take two, and then I'll be okay for a while again. And my PSA has always been great. PSA blood test, and so I just can't say enough about them. And I think maintenance is important, Dave. It's important in our car and our furnace and our tractor, our air conditioning. Everything needs service, oil, filters. Well, our body, in my opinion, needs to cleanse. If the average person has 30 pounds of toxins in them, well, why not have less than that? You're not meant to hold those. You're meant to pass them through like the bears. Every time they eat, they go number two. That's what we're supposed to do as well.
Well, so, we're supposed to. Yeah.
That's
and
right.
Believe it or not, Wayne, we on occasion, and not always, but when we have you on occasion, we get a phone call. Eddie in Missouri, you're on the phone with Wayne Elliott. How are you?
Hey, Eddie.
Doing great. Wayne, I've heard you mention that there's a college that done a test that showed that the ear crease was better than the doctors indicate, but which college and how can I get a copy of that? I've got a friend that would rather see the proof than my opinion. Can you tell me that?
Sure. Well, that was the first study, was Harvard Medical. And that was back around, I forget, Eddie, 72 or 73. Long before I found the heart drops, when I read that, I looked in the mirror and went, oh, geez. Then I looked at some family photos, and yeah, sure enough, grandpas, aunts, Uncle Ed, the cousins that had passed with heart or stroke had the earlobe creases. So I made plans that I might be the youngest one to go. It's the truth is what I did. I didn't look for anything or do anything. I was so lucky the heart drops found me. But Harvard Medical, back in 1972 or 1973, but then more recently in the country of Denmark, and you could Google this, I'm sure, they did a very large study in 2008, and it confirmed the same results that Harvard Medical had confirmed, that it is not only the best predictor, but it's a better predictor or indicator of clogged arteries than all the others put together.
Very good. That's what I needed to know. Thank you very much.
Well, I appreciate your call, Eddie.
Thanks for calling.
Yep, we appreciate that, Eddie. Thanks so much. You see, this is it, Wayne. I mean, people are obviously, they're looking at the research. They're doing their homework. And that's extremely important because we want them to do the research. And we talk about stuff like this with you because we want our listeners to know, because they go to the Power Mall and they shop and they see, oh, my God, will you look at the silent number of products they have on here? Oh, my goodness. And see, we don't want there to be any question. When you go on there, we want you to know what it is you're buying, what it's going to do for you. And this is why we have people like Wayne Elliott on the show. So just about out of time here, Wayne, anything else you want to add to this?
Well, I just hope folks give it to themselves today, Dave, because there's just nothing like it. I mean, I've had my life back ever since and full throttle and just couldn't be happier. So I really do hope folks give it to themselves today. You won't be sorry. And thank you for having me, Dave. It's always my pleasure to be with you.
You bet. Well, it's always good to have you, too. And, you know, Godspeed and, you know, best to health. And we appreciate your time on the radio with us this morning. Wayne Elliott from Strauss Natural Products. Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming up to the break. Believe it or not, Lex Green is going to be joining us after the top of the hour. And, of course, we have this nice break at the top of the hour, and everybody can take a quick break. Keep your radio on. Make sure you're listening. Lex Green is a pen name, by the way. If you know American history, you know why his name was chosen. But this is going to be interesting. We're going to be talking about laws of nature and of nature's God. Going to be an interesting conversation. He writes for News with Views, which is one of the reasons why we're having him on. Dave Krieger with you once again here on the Power Hour. Thanks for joining us for this segment. We will be back with more after this. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.